Stav is gone.
He's Stav in Baltimore.
Stav is in Baltimore with his beautiful family.
His gorgeous
his
family.
His fucking sexy ass mom, dude.
Oh my God. We saw her the other day.
We saw her. We had sex with her.
We fucked Stav's mom. It was like weird.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to, but she was like, you know, please.
Yeah, she was like, come over here, my bitch.
That's the only fucking word she knows in English.
Yeah,
is,
my bitch.
Yeah, she's like, she goes, my pussy might not be that good, but the breakfast? Oh, the breakfast.
The breakfast. Avocados if you're nasty.
Yeah. You know, she was like, she saw me and she was like, ooh, the ways I could disappoint him sexually. You know, I'm trying to go to a pumpkin patch, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
I can't remember.
It was pretty cute that, like, when we're talking about, we dropped Stav off on the way back to New York after DC, after the show. Shout out to everyone who came to the show. We're very sorry that the sound person fucked up the board recording and not us. This is not actually an excuse that we're making.
Yeah, no, it's legitimately, this was someone else's fault this time.
And it really sucks because it was a really great show.
It was a great show.
And we had a video recording that we were going to sync up with the sound, and apparently the sound from the video isn't any good to use either. But maybe we're going to try to cut it into clips and put it on Patreon for you guys. If that's possible, Jason's working.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Also, I just put the Real Ass Dude podcast I was on this week with me and Tim Dillon.
Wow.
And Luis Gay Gomez.
Wow, the three queers of comedy.
The three gayest, what? That'd be a fun character, Luis Gay Gomez. And he's like, what's up, dude? You want to come back to my place? Yeah. No, I got fidget spinners. You can shove them in my ass.
Fidget spinner butt plugs.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
What, are those real?
Yeah, bro.
Fidget spinner butt plugs?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm sure.
Fucking like the little the asshole.
Yeah. So our filling in for Stav, we got Petey, the boy, the bro here.
Yo,
that boy.
What's good?
Yeah. It's good to have you back, dude.
Great to have you back.
Fuck, yo, you guys, your fans are... different, bro. Like this,
yeah.
Different range.
It's racism.
It is true.
Autism.
No, like fucking like
the spectrum. It's not a range.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You got all the words, bro.
Yeah.
Like I met fucking redneck type of dudes, and I met like collegiate motherfuckers. Like,
oh, okay.
Poindexter dudes, like yo, you come down. Get the fuck out of here.
It's a big tank.
That's
tent.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back.
How's Stav's mom look? Does she look?
She's pretty
sexy.
Shape wise, good,
yeah.
Shape
like Stav, you know.
Okay.
She's a
Stav, a little bit more hair.
Tombstone
body. She's got like kind of Asiatic eyes, I'd say.
Oh. Yeah, she's a little bit of a pear.
Uh-huh.
I'd say.
Stav's gonna be mad that we discussed his mom on the show.
Well, she apologized to him when we got home. It's so clear that like Stav is like her angel, beautiful boy, and she apologized to him because she's like Stavros. I'm so sorry that I have not been cooking for your arrival. Like, I've been cleaning all day, and I'm very sorry you don't have hot food for your arrival. And yeah, and like literally there was a stack, and I'm not exaggerating, of 500 cookies.
Yeah,
like
just mad cookies, dude.
I guess she was making for Christmas.
It was like enough. It was like she makes all the shit for every Starbucks in Manhattan.
That's crazy.
Like there was a truck
so
that was gonna pull
many,
up and load
did
up.
Did you have any of them?
No.
Oh.
No, I had a cold, so I was like, I don't want to take anything that's got sugar in it.
Yeah, I had some of the cookies.
Also, I just don't fuck with sweets, you know?
I'm not a big sweethead.
Yeah,
you're right, Amber. I do fuck with sweets, but that's when I'm, like, off the rails. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, if I'm like, even like any semblance of a diet, I'm not, that's, like, the one thing I'm not going to do. I went out to the diner last night with Ian and some other folks, and everybody got milkshakes. And I had sweet potato fries.
Okay.
You know?
Not bad.
Nice, healthy.
It's
I dipped
healthy.
Them in hollandaise sauce. Oh. Yeah. A nice, healthy meal.
Yeah, nice, healthy.
Sweet potato fries dipped
vegetable.
In. Yeah, yeah.
Milkshakes, bro?
Milkshakes, dude.
I can't say I really ever indulge in a milkshake.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking it's decadent, dude. You got to be a real piece of shit to enjoy a milkshake.
That's a fucking vibe. Like,
and then when I started comedy, metal cup next to it with more milkshake.
Yeah, yeah. When I started comedy, one of my first friends in comedy was this guy that was 10 years older than me. So I was like 16, 17. He was like 26, 27, but already fat and bald, and he had to like move back in with his parents. He's a fucking loser. I mean, I was friends with him, but, you know, objectively, the guy's, like, life sucked. And we went out to one diner. We, like, got real high either before or after a show, and we went up at some diner, and he, like, I look over, and he got a milkshake, and he's like, man, fuck this. I'm just, like, 30 years old, and I'm fucking drinking ice cream. You know? Which is what a milkshake is. You're just drinking ice cream. And a lot of people don't consider that. And that's why I've never been able to order a milkshake since then, because... No, I always think of it as drinking ice cream.
It's really impressive to me that Starbucks has been able to market like milkshakes for breakfast to people, like very successfully.
But see people they getting call it some. What do they call
Starbucks?
It?
Starbucks has great. Yeah, Starbucks has great breakfast sandwiches.
Do they? Yeah, the Gouda bacon one.
I want to actually pitch a ad campaign to Starbucks. They're like, look, we know our coffee's kind of shitty, but the breakfast.
What do you get? I've never had one. I've never eaten a Starbucks breakfast.
What's that?
What do you get there?
At Starbucks?
Yeah. It's just like
the fucking sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich.
The sausage, egg, and cheese is good.
Yeah.
The bacon, egg, and cheese thing is
yeah,
good.
They got that, but they make you, it's like the Gouda cheddar and fucking.
Yeah, it's got a gay ass
name. Yeah, they have to gay up the name. So you're like, you know what? I need more than just a breakfast sandwich. I'm going to get a John Legend CD, too. Because a focus group said that people are more likely to buy a John Legend CD.
Yeah, man. There's always like a new Vanessa Carlton like that just dropped every time
Who's,
I go to Starbucks.
Now, Vanessa Carlton is named after the siblings from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Exactly. Yeah. Vanessa Carlton.
That's her deal?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, she was engineered by some record executives.
Uh-huh.
Less successful than... Jeffrey Tatiana Ali, which I don't know. Sorry. I couldn't really riff that out.
Go ahead. Riff it out, dude. I'm here for you. Stav's not here, so I don't need
Jeffrey the Butler, Tatiana Ali.
We had such a good trip in D.C. I don't feel the need to be spiteful towards my friends anymore.
What the fuck, bro? How long were you guys there, man?
Just one night. It was really like...
The Christmas Eve?
It was so good.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm really bummed we can't like put it on Patreon because it was like...
Yeah.
It was so cool to
see. To be honest with you, I don't know how good the show itself was. It's just there were so many people there.
Oh, yeah. It was a good show.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Yeah. It was fun for us. I got really drunk.
Nice.
And kind of sassy a little bit.
Yeah. The thing with the live shows is
I was
like,
feeling sassy.
The couple of times I've done live shows is like a kind of a need to like either repeat things that we've said already just because there's dead air and we want to get a laugh or just straight up do stand-up bits like during the podcast
like you're doing panel on
which is like kind of a shitty move I'd say. So I mean if you like the podcast the live show is like going to be a little bit different but and I don't know how it would sound just to upload. I mean I'm sure it'd be fine like overthinking it but
yo, you got diehards, man. They want to hear you shit, bro.
Special shout out to the guy that the entire show was just shouting, African guy!
Yeah, that was great.
He wanted us to do the African guy bit real bad.
Yeah.
It was like a Freebird. You know?
The last time you were here, we talked about Monte Carlos briefly. You had a 1980 or a 79?
78.
78.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But that's the first year of the smaller... platform, right?
Yeah, it was like a 3-something. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah,
like 3-something.
Mm-hmm.
This is 77 down the block.
Oh, for real?
I don't know if you saw it on
those
the
are
here.
Longer. I think.
Yeah, the 70, the 73. We talked about this. I'm sure. The 73 to 77 Monte Carlos are.
They're like boats.
They're fucking great. Those are badass cars, dude.
Yeah.
They got a Caprice around my way, like a probably like the same year, 78 to 80.
Yeah, those Caprice. Are great. Old Caprices.
Fucking.
Were
nice.
The. The headlights kind of have like a, they loop around a bit, you know, they kind of got like, you can see how the bubble Caprices, like copied that styling later on.
And then it's kind of got like that chrome, well, some of them have like that fucking big ass chrome cover.
Yeah. No, I like Caprices too.
They got the two doors.
You know what I like of that era the most is those like Botel Rivieras, like the 70, Like 70, oh, I know what you're talking 73 about. Rivieras.
With the fucking nice glass, the back.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
Boat tail.
Like comes down like this at the, in the back, like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Those cars. Bro. Those cars like were made out of steel. They like weighed like 4,000 pounds.
Yeah, they're really heavy.
They're like really big.
You ever I love the fucking way that the engine sits in there, and then the front, like the front of the actual car.
Yeah, there's so like much room in the fucking engine.
And it's just like, you know.
Yeah, in case you could put like an 18-cylinder block in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, dude. Yeah. Let's get into cars.
Me and Peter are already into cars.
You guys are, no, I mean like acquiring historic cars like a Seinfeld or
yeah. a I always Jay wanted Leno. One of those fucking, the shits from Cobra. Remember the shit with Sly Stone?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What do you have, like a
53 Mercury?
Yeah, Mercury, yeah. Those yeah, those are cool. You know who has one of those? I think Jesse James has like a custom Mercury. It's like
real
cool.
Oh, yeah, he probably has one. Those shits are nuts with the fucking chopped the roof.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Whose idea was? Imagine who the fuck's idea was like, yo, coming I need up with, 4 inches.
Yeah, yeah.
My windows are too big.
Yeah.
Cut them in half.
Cobra's a great movie, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I fucking love that shit.
They try to say my man was a rapist. You seen that?
Yeah.
Sly?
Shit broke my heart, man.
I follow his brother on
Instagram. No, I believe it. And it wasn't that he was a rapist. Is that he made the girl fuck his bodyguard.
We call that a gangster in the Bronx.
Yeah, a rapist. That's what they
call
it.
No, the actual
I thought gangsters were gangsters, no, and then there was rapists.
No, like, so he was like, his man was in the closet. He was like, yeah, would you ever let my man fuck? And then it was like, ew. Then he came out.
And then he comes up and fucks her.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's what me and Nick and Stav do.
Yeah, we all share each other's women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking like ping pong.
You
want
to be a girl that listens to this show? You better be ready to get sexed in by the crew.
That's true.
Yo, the Bloods do that shit. Did you know
that? Yeah. Every gang does that. Every gang sexes women in.
You think there were some lonely dudes that were like, yo, dude, we need to start a gang, bro. And if we can get enough of us.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea of a guy that's like, he wants to join a gang, but he doesn't want to get jumped in because he's a pussy. So he's like, how about you just sex me? They're like, and then it's like those movies. It's like those movies where it's like where like a chimp wants to play baseball, and they're a chimp can't play baseball, and the umpire looks in the rule book, and he's like, actually, there's nothing in the rules that says a chimp can't play baseball, and they do that with like a guy getting sexed into the Bloods. They're like, actually, according to the Crip bylaws, a man can be sexed into the Crips, and then they all have to fuck him.
And then put cigarettes out in his shoulder.
Uh huh.
Yeah, dude, man, that sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Like that's a prank that you know those stupid pranks that they do when like somebody will punch them in the face or like something crazy will happen, but like they'll walk next to somebody and hold a stranger's hand or some shit.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. Like I'd like to see a dude just be like, "Yo, I'm ready, yo."
Yeah.
Like, are you ready to get jumped in? He's like, "No, wait." Thought you guys could fuck me in. That shit would be fucking great, bro. Just to see how they'd react.
Yeah, that would be.
You think they like kill him?
That should be the next season of Impractical Jokers. Is they got to join a gang, but Saul has to suck off a fucking OG.
Yo,
he has to spell the Crip alphabet on the guy's asshole with his tongue.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Superhead? This chick that was like in the rap scene back in the '90s.
No,
who like gave the best blowjob?
Yeah, she had the best BJ. Yeah. So there was a dude,
Nancy Reagan.
Did she? She didn't have.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently she was the blowjob queen of Hollywood.
She didn't have teeth.
Yeah.
You mean back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day, Nancy Reagan.
Wait,
like,
is that true?
It's true. Nancy Reagan sucked
she
off.
She gave
like,
the best dome.
She gave the best fucking head.
Get the fuck
she was like known for sucking dick really well.
She sucked her way to the White House.
Yeah.
Why would he wife that?
Because he's a bitch, dude.
That's a finesse right
there.
Because
he never had no head like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow, Ronald. Yeah, it was the second marriage, I think, right? He probably got mopped off and left her for Nance.
How big was he in like as a movie? Was he a movie star or was he just in a movie?
Yeah, but
he was in a movie where he was friends with a monkey, right?
Yeah,
he was in a movie where he slapped.
Yeah, it's a movie called Dunstan Sucks Off. He has to suck off a chimp.
Yeah,
and Nancy was actually a consultant on the movie. What's that?
I said it sounds like Planet of the Apes to me.
Yeah,
that's like kind of a bitch move though, like marrying the woman that sucked off the rest of Hollywood. You know, that's kind of like I'm not.
Nah, it's progressive, but only if you did it now. That's only for him, it's now. A bitch move.
That shit stinks,
in
bro.
In those days, it's kind of a bitch
move. You ever date a girl that you know fucked, like, a bunch of dudes that you, like you didn't know that yeah, she yeah, fucked of course. All
that
of
shit
them
doesn't
until
bother
afterwards,
me.
And you're like, wow.
Nah, I maybe not afterwards, but it's like, you know, even before, I like don't give a shit.
But you know what? I heard a new fucking song, that a rap song that promoted, like, I don't care if she was with somebody.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I heard that song,
Lil
too.
Lil Uzi Vert?
Yeah.
That shit made me feel good
Wait,
about
I thought
myself,
that was,
yo.
Kodak
yeah, because
Black,
that shit,
right?
The only Possibly. Reason you would care maybe. Is because, like, you're insecure about your own shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, super it's not, insecure.
Right.
And then, yeah, the comics like, are funnier than me and more successful.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, the song was like, he's like proud if she we used to be a hoe.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't care. I just want to kiss in the mouth. I was like,
good for
in
him.
The mouth?
That's, I think society's yeah. headed in the right direction. But I do think that was a bitch move of Ronald Reagan.
It was a bitch move of Ronald
Wait,
Reagan.
Wait, what did Irv Gotti do with Superhead?
Oh, no, he was like how she used to always want to be in the video. And he was like, yo, get the fuck out of here. And then one of his homies had told him that she stole some money from him. They hooked up and she stole some money from him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yo, I thought she kept coming around after he found that out. And he was like, yo, get the fuck out of here, bitch. You stole money from my dude. And she's like, yo, Irv, I'll do whatever. And she was like, yo, you got sucked. He was like, you got sucked everybody's dick here. And then she goes, well, where you want me to start? He's like, I tried to think of the most outrageous fucking thing because it was like mad dudes there. So he was like, I tried to think of something that would make her yeah. be like, get the fuck out of here, I'm done. Yeah. And like, yo, she's like, yo, she. He was like, yo, she went over there and just started sucking mad dudes' dicks. Yeah.
You know what's funny is God like, damn. There was a porn star that tried to set the record for like getting fucked in her ass by more people than anyone else, and so they like set up like a kissing booth, but an ass fucking booth essentially, and it was a couple years ago, and like you know they make you just do like a quick AIDS test or whatever, and then you're only allowed to fuck her for like 30 seconds or maybe like 10 seconds, and the next.
That's
guy.
What the Guinness people demanded.
Yeah, well, well, that's like, what I'm. That's
there's
what
some British
the
guy
point,
there
yeah,
with a
the
stopwatch.
The point I'm about to make is like. There's so much shit the Guinness Book of World Records will reject.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. They're like, I'm gonna be the guy that fucking eats the most pennies. And they're like, that's not a real record. And then this woman's like, I'm going to fucking set up a toll booth in front of my pussy and ass and just run a fucking easy pass right through my body. And then, you know, the maximum number of customers will be my record. And they're like, good show. Excellent. Top effort.
Videotape it for proof.
Yeah.
What made Guinness get into that game? The beer company?
I want to, like, call them up and just be like, I think my son is the most retarded boy in the world. You got to see this fucking retard I got in my garage. Send somebody down here.
Oh God!
Just like yo, he's got to set
the world's most retarded person.
He drools all day.
Yeah, and he's got a garden hose in his ass and mouth, and he's fucking shitting through it.
That was
yo.
Yeah.
Was Guinness book? Was that fucking Guinness beer though?
I think so.
No.
No, was it?
I don't think so. No, I think
it was Sir Alec Guinness, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, it was Alec Guinness.
I think it was like Guinness beer.
All that shit came about like in the Ringling Brother days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like freak shows and stuff. But
P.T. Barnum had a fucking store in New York, I think, like his oddity store.
Yeah.
And you know, he had like all these different exhibits and shit, and
the
one
biggest
of them,
pussy.
The one of them was one of them was the What Is It?
Yeah.
Which was literally a retarded black guy that they put in, they put in a gorilla costume. Yeah, and
he looked like a fucking like a what,
yeah, yeah, he had like a microcephaly or whatever. He was a fucking pinhead, but yeah. They just put him in a gorilla costume.
Jesus Christ!
What? These are the current terms for this. I'm not. Yeah.
No, I'm not reacting to you. I'm just reacting to the good
times
that P.T. Barnum came out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is it? You know, like they didn't even bother coming up with the story. They're like, this is fucked up, isn't it? That what were they thinking?
Yeah. The amusement is for you to just come here and try to figure it out.
Yeah, right. And so, like, you think, like, man, people used to be fucked up that they thought that was like an animal. But there's an account from this guy, George Templeton Strong, who was like a journalist.
This was in that.
It was in the Ken Burns documentary about New York. And fucking, they have in that documentary, they have an excerpt from him where he's like, they had an exhibit called the What Is It, you know, which they claim is some sort of inbred chimpanzee or something. But it's clearly just an idiotic Negro dwarf from the Carolinas. You know, like, it's like, oh yeah, nobody fell for that. They all knew. It's like, this is just a retarded person.
We all knew.
Yeah.
We all fucking knew.
Just... idiotic Negro dwarf. From one of the Carolinas.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's like the pizza face dude on the train. He would have totally made a living back then.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been begging for money. There's like a dude. You ever see the dude? His whole fucking face is melted off.
No, from there's like a lot of that. I feel like something. When I used to come to New York when I was like a kid,
like acid or some shit. Like
you would see, guys that blew themselves up in meth accidents.
That's the coolest shit I think is being in New York as a kid. You just see fucking homies, smell shit, see shit.
That sounds cool. Yeah, that sounds like good for children.
Because then you go back to life like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I see the fucking dude with no face.
I told this story before, but the most New York shit I saw was on Canal Street, and it was a Chinese woman with her, like, 4-year-old Chinese son. Broad daylight, 11 a.m., like a Wednesday, and his pants were pulled down, and she was holding his dick and helping him piss all over the sidewalk. She was holding his dick for him, and he was using his hands to lift his shirt up. And it was like...
What was she, like, bent down?
Yeah, she was,
dick?
Like, crouching and holding his penis.
What?
She
and was then, riding his
How big was a baby Chinese kid's dick? Like,
I mean, huge.
You know, so that's the he thing had a is, hog.
Chinese people, they got Benjamin Button dicks.
Nick and I yesterday...
That's why it doesn't, yeah. You go see a grown Chinese man's penis is very small, but that's because they age in reverse.
The final stage. They got the final stage penis.
We got dinner last night, and we saw some shit that was just like, we couldn't even laugh at. Because it was just like, all right, this is too much. But it was like a hipster Japanese guy, like with a ponytail, wearing a yarmulke and tzitzit. And tzitzit, like the strings, you know, like the... That Orthodox Jewish people.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The fucking two-hand flag football.
Jewish. Yeah, it was a fucking exactly. Yeah. So it's a Japanese guy dressing like a Hasid. He's not Hasidic or whatever.
How
and
you
it was
know
like,
though?
It was
he
too
was in a not
what
kosher
if his mother,
restaurant.
What if his mother?
Well, he was with like another Japanese guy who's like my vibe is like the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, they all had like,
okay.
They all had
fucking
like
weirdos.
Yeah. They all had like you know this is like my wave that I'm gonna like.
Yeah. I mean Japanese like people are the trendiest. You know, they're most like fashion forward. Like all the women there look like women that you could win in a drag race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they all have that look.
That was it. That
and
was
a- and but this guy was like, the thing he was doing was so funny that you know it couldn't be funny. It was just
right.
Like,
we were just looking at it. We're like, ugh.
Yeah. And then he goes to leave and he puts a fedora on.
Yeah. He takes the yarmulke off and he puts on like a fedora with a feather.
He brought multiple looks to the soup restaurant.
Yeah, man.
He said, I gotta have different styles throughout my
That's some New York
meal.
Shit, though. You can't do that in Japan. They're fucking... What's that
I mean,
shit?
I think you can do that in Japan.
Was it Yakaku? What is it? You gotta
Yakuza?
Fucking...
Yakuza?
Oh, yeah, Harakiri?
Harakiri, you gotta...
Harakiri.
Yeah. No, I was saying to Adam, there was one time, I was in Montreal, and I was in the French Quarter, and I saw a woman walking a pig, you know, like you would a dog. And I was like, oh, shit. I want to go see what's going on. So I walk up, and then she's, like, kneeing the fucking pig in its ass and, like, trying to push it. And she's like, sorry, he's having a real hard time right now. And I look down, and the pig's dick is out. And it's,
I never even knew pigs had dicks.
They do. And you know what's
Are
funny?
Are they retractable?
It looks like their tail.
The corkscrew.
It does. Okay. Yeah. It looks like somebody made a joke, and they're like, what's a pig's dick look
it's not
like?
It's not how duck tail? Dicks are? Duck dicks are like spirals?
Duck dicks are like that,
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And they're like scorpion from... Mortal Kombat.
Get over here.
Yeah, they could like throw them out like catch bitches and like
spiral
it
back
in.
I watched
Holy
a video of a woman
fuck.
Getting fucked by a pig when I was younger, and she had to wear a burlap sack on her back because the pig would chew the skin off her back if she didn't have the sack on there.
Pigs are
that's some Marv Albert shit, right?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, they're the most like humans of any animal.
Yes,
yeah. Corkscrew dick.
Yeah, no, pigs, it's like kind of fucked up we eat them.
But people used to, I remember back in the day, they'd be like, yo, son, you can't fuck with pigs. You don't eat pork because they don't sweat, son.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but they're like, don't they like, don't get diseases or some shit?
They're super intelligent.
Yeah.
Aren't they like, their immune system's crazy, isn't it?
I don't know about that. All I know is that when you let one fuck a woman, you got to put a burlap sack. And that's the extent of my zoology knowledge about fucking pigs.
The
but
tenacity. And
bestiality. You fuck with it, son? You ever watch that just for shits and gigs?
Yeah. Well, I used to go to E-Fucked all the time.
Oh, yeah,
what?
Me too.
What the fuck
yeah.
is that?
E-Fucked was like porn bloopers. Porn
yeah,
porn yeah porn shit porn. Going wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like disasters on set.
Well, anyway, so I'm in the French Quarter, and this woman's like pushing this pig, trying to get it to leave, and its dick is out, and she's like, he's having a real hard time, and the pig is coming out of its dick, and then also shitting. So it's a shitting and coming pig.
She's
in like French Canada.
It's too much.
Oh, and man. It's too much. It's like, this would be so funny to me if it like, I mean, but it just seems like a fake joke. So I couldn't even laugh at it. I'm like, God
what kind
it.
Of lady was it? Just some like,
I don't
crazy
even remember.
Old lady?
I don't fucking know any details.
Because the coming and shitting, you yeah. can't remember. Her.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. I have no knowledge of. I was there with my girlfriend at the time, and I'm like, are you seeing
it's
this?
It's too much.
Yeah, and she was just kind of like, I know this is something you appreciate. So
what was she was just in the street? Like, what was she just like walking down the fucking, in the middle of the road?
My girlfriend?
No, the fucking shit
pig.
Oh,
the woman.
Lady.
Yeah, no, it's like the French Quarter, so there's a little park area where, you know, like
French
people that don't bathe practice circus yeah. tricks, you know, bring their pig
for real
out.
Freak
for,
shows, which
you
know, saying.
Anonymous.
That's what, yeah. So you're saying that's the Canadian hipster fucking Williamsburg?
Yeah, being French, yeah. All
right, cool.
Yeah, that's their version of, you know, somebody that used to be punk.
You ever see someone with a cat on a leash?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
My dog is, I wanted to kill my dog a couple of weeks ago because I usually take her out with a muzzle because she could kill. Like, she's a pit. And
oh, nice.
She was abused and stuff and whatever. She can snap, you know. She's not, she's very friendly in the house.
You know what's funny? I was laughing the other day when... But people talk about how they rescued a pit bull.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I guess the implication there is like, so from like black people.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You see that documentary about
the fucked up part is like, I'm just like thinking of how many black people I know, if any of them have ever had a rescue pit. They always
yeah,
take
yeah.
pride in like, yo, I paid
yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
much for this pit.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It was
no, you
gifted
only,
to me.
Well, you only rescue pit bulls
black
from black
people. Yeah, yeah.
It's not like you're rescuing them from like... The Vietnam War, you know?
Do you see that documentary?
The iPhone factory.
The Michael Vick dog documentary?
Yeah, yeah. That is the funniest thing.
That is so funny.
It's the funniest thing. It's like
they send them to Arizona to like a spa for dogs. They're like, some organization's like sending them to like...
It's a documentary that is legitimately only for white people.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's about these brave white people that saved these beautiful creatures from these... heinous like
yeah.
African monsters, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, and then you see these like retarded white families like with their like dog that's like so clearly fucked up from like whatever the shit Michael Vick was doing, like in where was it, in Virginia Beach or whatever.
I think
I remember a news story about somebody had a, they got a pit bull and then they had an infant and they're like, the pit bull is fine around the infant, and then they hear this like blood curdling fucking scream from the other room. No, and they go in there and the pit bull is running around, and the baby is being dragged behind it, like ass to ass. And what had happened was, is the pit bull fucked the baby in the ass, and then it's called a dog knot. But on a dog's dick at the base, there's like thick bulb that locks into the female dog's pussy. Yeah.
And then the lipstick just
dogs
slides
don't
out.
Dogs don't really like nut at the end. They kind of just are constantly nutting while they're fucking or whatever.
Nice.
So they get stuck in the pussy and then they just continue nutting. And then that's why dogs get stuck together. You know, if you see dogs finish fucking and they're like stuck together. So that happened to this couple's baby. And the baby's just being dragged behind the pit bull by its ass because the dog's coming in.
God
damn.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I guess you...
You gotta watch
out. Yeah, you gotta fucking, you gotta be careful with those rescue pit bulls.
You can't be leaving your babies with the pits butt naked.
I bet you they didn't warn you about
sure.
that at the, you know, yoga and dog rescue cupcake shop that you got your fucking, you know, I don't know.
I just, yeah, Betsy, I basically just got bull. Her off of the street.
Why? How?
My friend had a pit and he was like walking his pit, and then some dude on his block on Green, like not in Bed-Stuy, like. Yeah. Closer to Bushwick, I guess. And this dude was like, yeah, I just was breeding this dog at my grandma's house, and I can't have her. She just had puppies.
You
I can't
grandma
have her
grandma and my nana house.
I think he said, I don't know. I wasn't there. But But yeah, so then he was like, yeah, we got to find a home for this dog in the next 3 days. Otherwise, they're going to take her away.
And how old was the dog?
I'll just do it. Like a year and a half. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That shit, what the fuck
they bred
they
her.
For?
They bred her into her first heat. So, like, literally, she got her first period. And they're like, all right, time to nut in that puss. Time to get some monster to, like, rape her as a child.
How big is it? Is it a bigger dog? Is
she's, like, kind of a little bit smaller for a pit. She's really cool. But, yeah, she's traumatized. Like, out on the street, she's, like, traumatized. Anyway, but, like, there was a street condom out.
What?
Like, I, like, took her out late at night.
Street condom?
I don't make her wear a muzzle. And then there was a, we just came up on a street condom.
Who does, those are from
yo,
homeless
you made that
people,
shit
right?
sound like guess, it's like, such a fucking, like.
I don't understand.
I guess it's homeless people or is
half
it?
Half the time, condom. I don't use condoms. And I don't right. understand who these responsible bums
homeless
are.
Homeless
yeah, you've never like, thrown a condom out of a window.
Judge it, we gotta play it safe.
Pardon me, madam. Yeah.
Right. Dude, I've thrown condoms out of the window before.
Out of the
oh,
window
out of
your
a window. Oh,
or
that,
just
a,
put them in the fucking
that's
garbage.
A curveball.
Or if you're fucking in your car, you throw the condom out the window.
No, you just leave oh. it on the floor of your car next to all the cheeseburger wrappers and the gun.
Anyway, she got her. She started chewing on it, and I literally had to like, I had to pry a bum's condom out of my dog's mouth. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill this. Like, I really, that was like the least love I ever had for my dog. I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill this dog. This shit sucks.
You can't be saving them hoes.
That's like a really, yeah. It's like, you don't deserve a nice, quiet life that I give you.
Probably give her nice food.
I give her nice food from Costco. I treat her right.
Yo,
until she repays.
I think that's what the song
chick?
Uptown Girl was
yeah,
about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, I used to date this chick that
it's
only gave her
from
dog. She only gave her dog fucking bottled water, dude.
Oh,
what
really?
Fuck?
That's fucked up.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a fucking mutt, dude. But, like, she treated so this funny. Fucking dog like it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think it'd be funny to, like, go broke, not have any money, but I still have, like, a macaw.
You know? That's your last, like, no. That's your last asset left.
Yeah. The IRS is
bird.
Trying to take Benjamin. I'll never let them take you, Benjamin. just a motionless bird staring back at me. Just no concept of who I
You're
am.
You're trying or... to garnish Benjamin.
You stay away from him. This is my beautiful blue macaw.
He's my best friend. Oh, I love that. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. We can get into exotic birds this year.
I fuck so you know I fuck with birds, right?
My first girlfriend had a Senegalese parrot named Patty.
Senegalese,
and that was actually the origin of African guy voice. She had a parrot, like a Senegal parrot, and so like he didn't speak really, but he was very surly because she had gone on vacation at some point, and they're very smart animals. So
yeah,
you go on vacation then. They think you've abandoned it. You come back 3 weeks later, the parrot's like, I'm not fucking friends with you anymore.
Yeah.
And so it would just hated everyone. And, like, you know, you go up to its cage and it would scream at you and try and bite your fingers. And so I would go up to the cage and I'd, you know, put my finger in it and let, you know, try to bite me. And then I would do, like, a voice of him. But he was from Africa, you know, because he's from Senegal. So I'd be like, get away from my cage. Get away from it. Do not come to my cage. And, you know, she would, like, laugh at me, like, the voice. It was like, you just ruined my parrot now. I can't appreciate my parrot anymore because I'm not going to be able to see, look at him without hearing that voice. Do not put your finger in my cage.
What the fuck are you doing?
Well, because if you do not bring me a cracker, because you do not understand, is that all I want in this world is a cracker. And you do not bring it to me.
Yo, yeah. Yo, birds live mad long.
Yeah, they had to give it away to some Mexican family.
Oh fuck!
I was like, you know, they turned them into like momofungu or some shit. They're not keeping that as a pet.
They're making a stew.
Yeah, either they ate him or somebody's abuelita thinks he's Jesus.
Yo,
and she's afraid of him and respects him at the same time.
There was that in Bushwick, like when I lived in Bushwick,
that
like
chicken
the first,
factory,
that chicken live kill factory, like in the middle of a neighborhood.
Where was it? By Ridge? Or by was it?
Yeah, yeah, on like Myrtle and Knickerbocker.
I know what that is.
They just have like a fucking slaughterhouse in the middle of like a fucking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Just like you and the, like it smells like fucking shit
crazy,
from
man.
Like all the chickens shitting everywhere and getting
like
murdered by Mexicans.
Huh?
Yeah, it smells like salmonella. My last day, like, I lived in Bushwick like 10 months, and I was like, I need to get the fuck out. I feel like I'm the only person that's not 22 years old here.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
And my last day, I'm, like, moving, like, on the subway. I had, like, did three, like, suitcase shifts on the subway to my new spot because I was broke as fuck. And I'm, like, talking on the phone to my mom, and I'm, like, carrying, like, pulling two bags behind me. And I just see, it was like American Beauty. I just see this like chicken feather like floating in the air. And I'm like tracking it. I'm kind of like not even like it's just like grab my attention. And then all of a sudden it just like whoosh, like flies into my mouth. And I hung up. I just like started like trying to throw up. It was like one of the grossest experiences of my entire life. I'm like, I'm never coming back to this neighborhood again. That shit sucks. Yeah, I was like spitting it out. I was like, this is one of the grossest things that's ever happened.
Have you ever eaten a live a chicken that you saw alive and then they fucking killed it and then
fresh chicken fresh is chicken. Good
that
right?
Shit is delicious, yeah, bro.
It's the best. Yeah,
fresh any kind of animal,
not
fresh
meat.
Kill, you know,
not meat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not
best
beef.
Type of pussy is like fresh. Right when the life slips out of her eyes.
That's true,
you know,
isn't that
light green?
Just, you can feel her neck muscles just go stiff in her hands.
I've never tasted that before.
When it starts to, you know, it's just barely getting cold. You know, it's like a it's like a gazpacho.
Yeah, exactly, like a nice lukewarm summer pussy.
Yeah,
a nice glass of sangria.
Yeah, so I fucked it, but only in the summertime.
Nice
July. Yeah, we. Oh, me and Ted went up to Chappaquiddick and we fucked some dead girls this summer.
Did you dig?
Oh, it's just too hot.
Man is a plug. Yeah. Your man is too plug, the mortician.
And a live pussy is 98 degrees during the summertime. It's simply too hot.
Oh, it's perfectly delightful to fuck a dead pussy right in July.
Just go for a dip
in the
lake.
There's gotta be a name. What's the name for that shit?
That accent or that?
No, the fucking that act of fucking
necrophilia.
That,
necrophilia. Yeah.
When they're dead though.
Yeah,
is that what that is?
Yeah.
I thought that was the shit where you like want to feel like you're about to die.
No,
it's when you have
sex listening
to the rapper
Necro. That's called being a
Necro.
Professional podcaster. That's the feeling when you just want to die.
Yeah.
But then you nut though, or you like, it, what is that thing they say when you're like you're fucking about to die, you're choking yourself, and then you
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh,
yeah.
But no, I don't know the name for it when like the name for like a death erection. But I don't because like sometimes people when they get hanged, they'll get hard and nut while they're being hanged.
What?
And
I don't
know if that's like a limbic response to death or if it's a thing.
Oh, because you're making that fucking. It's like
I don't know if it's like if it's like you know something that just happens because that's the way the body's set up, or if like that's people they're being hanged and they're like, oh shit, I'm gonna die, and they're like, oh, this is really hot. Like they didn't know that was a thing they were into until they're being executed. And they're like, yeah, fuck it. I guess I'll just come in my pants in front of all of France. Everyone in France is going to see my
Yo, what about the people that shit when they die? What is that?
Everyone does.
That.
Yeah, it's because your asshole gets loose.
So you're saying the guy that comes fucking shits also?
Yes, usually. There's like a whole South Park episode with the Walmart, remember? The Walmart.
That's taking over the town?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what the pig was doing, but he wasn't? Dying? Or
kind
was
of.
He dying?
Yeah, that's maybe what the lady was like. He was having a hard time.
Was it shitting on its own balls like that picture? Did that pig in the picture have...
It's just crazy that you go out of this world the way you came in, you know?
Shit.
Just completely submerged in your mom's pussy.
I was about to say, what's the pussy?
Yeah. Just fucking the shit out of your mom. That's how we all die.
That would be nice if that's the way out. Is just you just go up in a ball.
You have to go. You have to. Sorry, mom.
Just fetal position. I'm coming home.
I'm dying.
It's my time.
Open up, bitch. It's time for me to go home.
Would you go shoulder first, or would you go head first, foot first?
If I had to go back into my mom's pussy,
where would you go?
Tongue first.
I think I would. Yeah, head first.
Head first.
You put her on like a turtleneck.
I think I'd go in Timberlands first, bro.
Tim's first.
You go Tim's first.
Hang her upside down and just jump in her.
That's the Bronx way.
Yeah. I'd hang her upside down and jump in her.
Yeah. That Uptown rebirth. Fuck. Tim's first.
That's what I would do.
I'd go Yankee fitted last.
Yeah, that's going to be a good slow burn for me.
What is that? An ice cream bowl?
No,
it's a little. It's an orange with some cloves in it.
I should love some voodoo shit. Hey,
wintertime favorite.
What is that?
You ever seen that? Put cloves in orange.
Good as fuck, dude.
Yeah. People love making shit smell good. I never grew up in a family where it was like we were like candles and. Do you know that? You know that that little gay boy that does the Yankee Candle reviews?
Yeah.
I was watching a couple like 30 minutes of it with my friend Ari and my girlfriend the other day, and this kid loves every smell. Like he loves like he's got like 10 different pumpkin ones, and he's like, this is just incredible. This got notes of spice, and it's got, and then there's one which was.
I got more champagne taste than that.
Yeah. Well, I got my girl a Diptyque candle for Christmas. Yeah. But no. So then he had a candle that was like whoopie pie. That was like the flavor. It was like a chocolate whoopie pie. And he's like, and it just smells like chocolate cake. He's like, I came home the other day and I asked my mom, I said, Mama, are you making chocolate cake? And she's like, no, you just left your whoopie pie candle burning. It is so like, oh my God. I can't imagine what that guy's like father's like. He's like probably just busting so many cigs and just being like, are you talking about your gay ass candles again? And he's like, I don't know. Lighting him up.
Yeah, he's probably a nice
probably
dad,
like,
Adam.
I don't know.
He's probably from South Africa and dealing with his gay son the best he can.
Yeah, you know? That's probably true. But know? I had a roommate that, like, I guess she passively thought that I was making the apartment smell or my room smelled or something. And she started burning just cinnamon water, just like boiling cinnamon water to just make the apartment
that's
smell.
That's
like,
European. That's some weirdo fucking shit.
That's some like fucking, I think that's some like waspy kind of Christmas
dude,
type of shit.
There was some fucking dude that me and my ex, we had a roommate, and this fucking guy was like from some fucking where in Europe. And first of all, he would walk around like such a fucking little creepy ninja. Like he would just, oh, you'd never know he was there.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to slap him every time he saw him. And he would just fucking make some fucking weird. He would eat just peppers, bro. You ever see
by
someone
itself?
Just eat a fucking pepper?
Yeah, that's some
like
vegan
a bell
bullshit,
pepper?
Dude.
Like
that's
a,
like,
yeah, like a fucking orange pepper.
It's like vegans. Vegans do that. They're like, ooh, a great dinner tonight. I had a individual mushroom by itself.
Raw.
Yeah. Like animals don't even fucking eat that. You know? It's like a rabbit that's like, yeah, I'm just going to have this one blade of grass for dinner. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, bell pepper by itself. Gross.
But yo, funky pussy is all right, man. I trust it.
Yeah. I don't mind.
Not it. Too funky, but like a little twang is like, all right.
Yeah, like a southern belle
yeah.
kind of pussy.
Little
you know?
Personality.
I consider
like
myself
like,
a connoisseur.
Like the taste of her pussy is saying y'all.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Can you be like a pussy sommelier?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you can that's, like, that's all Frenchmen.
Yeah, they they start off like they smell it. Oh,
that is not. You do not use that spoon on the asshole.
Oh, this is
you
a very
to,
young.
You have to use the smaller spoon on the asshole, and then you use your lips. You have to pump the pussy around your mouth to get the taste into your nasal cavity.
And that swirl is, it around in your mouth.
Yes, oh, we man. Have lost every war, but we know how to eat pussy. Yeah, apparently Paris is just covered in dog shit.
Yeah, apparently it smells bad.
It's just
there.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Speaking of nothing that I just said, but we saw the new P.T. Anderson movie yesterday.
Yeah, me and Nick saw it yesterday.
Unanimous review. It's shit.
Which movie was it?
I just didn't care.
The Phantom Thread.
I called it the dress bitch, dude. It was the guy just being bitchy.
Yeah, that was Adam's big bit.
He was
calling it the dress bitch, and he tried it on everyone. And turns out Adam's the bit bitch because nobody fucking laughed at
it. You know, it's got a pretty good response.
Hey,
from,
you know, I'm not being spiteful. That's my New Year's resolution. No more
I said it,
shitting
I said
on you
it
when it's
in
undue,
the middle of the
but,
movie, and the whole theater gave me an applause, actually.
Yeah, that did happen.
They were like, I read on NPR that it is the dress bitch. That's
yeah,
great.
Adam said dress bitch, and then some guy started yelling, African guy! African guy! In the theater. African guy!
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, I just didn't care about that movie at all. I couldn't really connect. Although the ending, they sort of tied up, and it's kind of funny.
The ending was, that line at the end was so funny.
It was, and we were literally the only people in the theater laughing.
I fucking
laughing.
Burst out laughing at that shit.
It was so weird. That's another weird thing is like.
He's like, maybe we should call that doctor. She's like, what, you don't trust me? He's like, no, I trust you. I just.
There was you know, like, when you're in a theater and then there are laugh lines and it's like, no, that wasn't a joke. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like, so there are a ton of like things that happened in this movie, and the whole fucking Fresh Air NPR crowd was like, oh
yeah, I saw fucking It in theaters, and there's that line where Finn Wolfhard says to that girl, you know, he's like, okay, who invited Molly Ringwald? And it was an empty theater, so luckily no one laughed, but I knew people that was supposed to be a huge laugh in the mm-hmm. movie, and I'm like. I'll tell you who invited Molly Ringwald is the casting director who said, we need the next Molly Ringwald so that we can fucking then write a joke about clearly looking for someone who looks like Molly Ringwald so we can sell this, you know, 80s. I hate all that shit, dude. I hate nostalgia.
Did that take place in the 80s?
Yeah, it takes place in the 80s. But like Stranger Things and all this shit, I mean, there's some things that it works for because it's a stylistic choice. Like It Follows, where you're paying homage to like older shit.
Genre?
But it stands on its own merit.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then there's like stuff that just sucks.
Like The Last Jedi.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, nostalgia is like kind of a form of sentimentality, and you couldn't get it. Like, it's why, like, if you made a movie, like Radio, you know, they're like, he's black and he's retarded and people call him the N-word and a retard. And it's like, this is just a dumb trick. Everyone recognizes it as such, and then therefore it's a bad movie. But when you do it with like, everything looks like the 80s, which is also a trick, people are like, no, it's good. I don't get it.
Right, because it's like a fashion thing.
Right.
It's like people love like.
Well, it's just that's not how storytelling works. You can't just be like, remember this, you know? Mm-hmm. That's not like. You're not doing any original work to convey an emotion.
Did you see Star Wars, Nick?
No, I didn't.
Pete, did you see it?
Nah.
I saw it. It sucks.
Do you think it was really The Last Jedi?
No, I think there's going to be more Jedis, dude. Yeah. That's the twist. That's the twist. No, it's... I don't know. I didn't care.
What was this about when Yoda was born?
Nah, it's Yoda, but Yoda does come
Yoda's
back as
dead.
A ghost.
Yoda's dead because Yoda died in the original movies,
Yoda
which
ghost
took place before
back.
All of these.
Oh, shit.
Basically, she goes to this island where Luke Skywalker has been masturbating.
Look, it is me, Yoda. Master Yoda, why are you talking like that? I do not know. They said that when I become a ghost, I have to talk like these.
Master Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, yeah, well... Yeah, and then Luke Skywalker is living there, and she's like, you need to come back. And he's like, I'll never come back. It's basically like one of those movies where they got to get like the retired guy back, and he's like, I'm out of the game. And then they show his life on the island. He's like sucking, or he's like milking these like duck penguins, like titties and stuff, and like fishing. And so it's, I don't fucking care. I didn't care. And then there was one cool shit where they blew up a ship. By going warp speed into it or whatever it's called in Star Wars. Is it warp speed in Star Trek?
No, it's warp speed is Star Trek. Hyperdrive is Star Wars.
It's hyperdrive, whatever. Mm-hmm. Which I wonder why they don't do that before. Just go hyperdrive into other ships.
Yeah.
Japanese style. Whatever. I saw, and whatever. It's not, it's, I'm sure people liked it. I'm sure... smarter people than me like
that
it.
Shit is fucking...
Nah, man, because Force Awakens sucked. Everybody thought it was good, but it's like it wasn't as bad as the like original trilogy, you know, or not the original trilogy, but the fucking episode mm-hmm. 1, 2, and 3, because those were like just stupid as shit.
Yeah.
And then these ones are like back to basics. We're gonna follow the format that everybody knows and loves, but then they just make like a fucking unnecessary movie that again is just like references.
I mean, but you know, they know there's dummies out there.
Yeah, I know.
They gonna
I mean,
make that.
Well,
if you knew there was dummies, you're gonna make your money.
It's more than dummies. It's that Star Wars doesn't actually need to be good.
Right. Well, people it's not even dummies. It's the fucking enthusiasts.
People, right.
Like,
yeah.
It's just different.
See it. Not even. Yeah. The enthusiasts. It's like, you know, people at large. It's like, you know, how they got away with just fucking putting bacon on everything, and bacon is like not that good.
What?
Bacon's okay. But I mean, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, what, like, no, 4 years ago, amazing, when everything was like, but have you had it with bacon?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I don't think I need to, you know?
It's like mac and cheese when people are like, but have you had it with chicken and waffles?
Have you
like,
had it with shit in there? With human shit?
Have you had it with cum?
Yeah. Cornflake cum?
Anyways. Any fucking ways.
Anyways.
But you know what was good is that Rogue One movie.
I thought Rogue One was cool. I liked that guy Ip Man was in it.
Have the dude from Ip Man? Yeah. I fucks with Ip Man.
Love Ip Man.
I haven't watched the last one. Was it good?
No, I saw the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
The second one's good.
Was it?
Oh, Rogue One's three. Good because everyone dies at the end.
Yeah, yeah. You don't really have to have an attachment to it.
Right. I don't like that message of hope that the rest of the shit has.
Okay.
You know? Because it's a conflict. I'm sure the Empire is right about many things. Mm. The Empire creates a lot of fucking jobs.
They built the fucking, like, a really enormous, beautiful orb planet spaceship.
Yeah, right. And then the whole thing started, they tell you in the original.
They're really into infrastructure.
The first three, yeah, that the whole thing started with, like, a trade federation. So it's like, it was just all economic incentive, like, benefits, all these, you know.
The shit I don't get is that at the end of Return of the Jedi, they have that party, and then they won, and they get, like, medals, and the Ewoks are dancing.
Uh-huh.
And then they just start another movie, and then the fucking stormtroopers are back, the bad guys are back. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
It's the same shit, they just give them different names. And they're, instead of, like, they're called the Resistance instead of the...
Yeah.
The
I like to imagine
rebels
that,
or something.
You know, it's September 11th, 2001, and it's fucking, you know, 9 o'clock at night, and somewhere in a mountainous region in forested region in Afghanistan,
yeah,
it's Osama bin Laden and the rest of the Al Qaeda higher ups partying with a bunch of teddy bears. They're like, you know, the teddy bears are on their laps and they're all singing and having like a good night. Oh, chuku chaco, chuku chuku chaco. And then Osama bin Laden's like, they're like, Osama, you speak teddy bear? He's like, I guess so, yes. I guess so. I learned teddy bear language at some point.
Yo, is Osama still alive, bro?
Osama bin Laden?
For sure still alive, dude. All
right. Yeah.
He's still jacking off and he's
still
alive.
He pretended to be Sikh and moved to Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah. He owns a Ford Lincoln Mercury.
Yeah. He owns a Ford Lincoln Mercury. That's a real car.
Dealership.
Oh, okay.
God, what was I gonna say? Yeah, no, but that's a good point, Nick. What if Osama bin Laden is the rebels and we are?
Yeah, well, everybody recognizes that. I know you're trying to rip on me for making a trite point, but the only reason I was saying that is to create the visual of the Taliban hanging out with Ewoks, which I think is still a funny
That
comic.
Is very funny. No, I'm not shitting on the bit. I appreciated it. So
just celebrating 9/11 with
fucking throwing that
with yeah. It was like little
with
little,
Chewie. That'd be so funny.
Yeah, yeah. And then Lando Calrissian is there too for some reason.
Yeah, it was just the Billy D. Williams.
Oh, Osama, old buddy. Ooh, I'm mad I lost my third wife to you in a poker game. But we're still friends.
There's going to be they're making a Han Solo movie now, young Han Solo. I hope they show Lando.
They're
going to
make so many goddamn fucking Star Wars.
Disney
movies.
Is just cashing out, dude.
Yeah.
And they just bought 20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
So that means that they're going to be able to mash up all the universes.
Yeah.
They're Disney just bought Fox?
Yeah, 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, so they're going to put all the... They're going to put... I don't... What is 20th Century Fox on?
Back to
Batman
X-Men
something?
Movies.
X-Men. Yeah, they're going to put X-Men and Marvel and Star Wars, and it's going to just be a real fucking gangbang of cool shit. How was your Christmas, PD?
That shit was shitty, bro.
You had a bad Christmas?
It was alright. I fucking hung out with some friends, fucking got drunk, broke up with my girl. You know, regular shit.
Sorry to hear that.
That's cool. It's life, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did.
Well, you know, These bitches be getting too fat out here.
Yeah, it's true. We got to get the wolf pack.
Here's a message
back
to the girls out there. You want to keep a man? Maybe take it easy on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
You know I fucks with the big girls. I fuck with all the girls. Bro. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I do if it's like my friend's mom.
Okay.
If it's Stav's mom. Yeah. All
right. You know, because I mean, favor. It's, like, it's a favor, and it's not even really, you know, I mean, obviously the sex is going to be bad, but the breakfast? The breakfast.
You have no idea.
Better than fucking Waffle House?
Crepes? Oh, the breakfast.
Crepes. She makes crepes?
Throw a little Nutella on that bitch. Avocados are nasty.
Oh, fuck. That's so funny to me.
Just, what'd you guys do for Christmas, man?
I went to Chinese with my girl.
I had spots at the stand.
Oh, yeah.
So I did shit. Yeah.
And on Christmas Eve.
Yo, why do Jews go to Chinese food and shit? I feel like they eat pork on Christmas on the low.
They got pork. They got pork
365.
Sweet and sour pork. I love that shit.
But Jewish people
know. Jewish people like
pork.
Chinese.
Sweet and sour pork I can't order every time, but I like it every once in a while when I'm in the mood for like, you know, a ball of dough covered
and syrup.
Children's cough syrup.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all Chinese food is syrup.
What's up with that, though? How come you guys
fucking... It because historically it was the only place open on Christmas was the Chinese food restaurants.
Fucking loyal.
Sometimes it'd be nice to be Jewish. Yeah, I think, I'm jealous of Jews on Christmas because I would love
to not give a fuck.
To not have to be a part of that.
Yeah, I love that.
Fucking sucks dick, dude.
Christmas sucks.
Shit.
Yeah, every aspect of it.
It's like when you were 8, it was cool, but like it's 5.
I was always jealous of like the waking up in the morning as early as possible and then going to the tree and there being presents. I always thought that was really sick and I was really sad I couldn't do that. But now as an adult, I don't fucking, you know.
Yo, I got a homie that did fucking Hanukkah and he fucking opened up gifts like a fucking two-timer.
On Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that sounds pretty...
That's fucking... You're going to hell for that shit, dude.
Yeah, he should go straight to...
Fucking...
Straight
bullshit.
To the big house.
Which hell, though? Which one?
Rikers.
Yeah. Muslim hell.
Muslim hell.
Muslim hell is like...
You get fucked by 72 virgin men. They fuck you.
They don't know
what... Dude, I'm going to transition, dude, to Islam.
Yeah. I've been thinking about transitioning to fucking... I'm going to be gay and Islamic.
Gay and... I'm going to transition to gay and Muslim.
You're going to join GISIS?
GISIS.
I'm transitioning to woman and Muslim, and I'm going to dress up like a scary ghost.
I'm transitioning into a guy that owns a blue macaw named Benjamin.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have any money.
I actually don't really...
It's just me and you, Benjamin.
In the fucking train station.
Yeah.
I love that concept of you as a vagrant after the fall.
Dude, you probably get so much money, though, like, with the fucking bird on your shoulder, and, like, people are just like, yo, this bird needs to
eat. Ride the train around, like, ladies and gentlemen, this is very embarrassing for me to do.
In front of my bird.
I've recently lost all of my podcasting money. I'm trying to support my blue macaw Benjamin here. Say hello, Benjamin.
I'm not going to lie. Benjamin uses a lot of cocaine.
Benjamin is horrifically addicted to fentanyl. So to support his addiction,
we need
$20 from everyone on this train. I do have a solo cup filled with my own feces and urine. I do not mean to throw it at you if you cannot provide me with any kind of change, but I will.
I might slip. It's very bumpy
on this train. I might slip and fall. I can't fucking promise anything. You know, folks? Hey, look in his eyes. This is an 8-year-old parrot.
You know, be a good option is if everything goes wrong in life and I just don't have any options to move to Florida and be one of those slip and fall insurance scam people.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Well, you know, I just feel like I should be supported forever with VIGs by all the people I've personally made rich off my Ripple fucking advice.
Yeah, those people should.
There's people that listen to the show who have made like tens of thousands of dollars off my investing advice. Yeah.
I could see. I didn't know that. I didn't know. Like, I seen a guy the other night. He was like, I love you. Like, he looked like he didn't want to say it, but he couldn't hold it in any longer. He's
I'm telling you, listen to the show.
Yeah, it's a grown-ass dude in the streets.
Hell
like,
yeah, dude.
You listen to the show, you'll get rich, baby.
And he fucking scurried away like he was embarrassed of his life. Yeah.
You know,
the fans
investing.
Are all pretty sweet when you meet them in real life.
No, there was a gay experience. Dude there, fucking gay dude. I was chilling with him at the bar the last show.
Oh yeah, Funny Moms. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Is that his name? What's his name?
Yeah, his name's Gay Dude.
His guy,
yeah, it's gay
dude. Guy.
But he was super chill because like he dropped. You know when you're just talking like whoop 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 and they're like, yeah, I'm gay. Because it comes that moment where it's like you start talking about pussy and shit. Like you know how these bitches are. He's like, I'm gay. I'm like, oh word, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So it's, how was it with you and your man? You know what I'm talking about. And like, same shit.
Exactly. I mean, we
bitches
have
be tripping.
A big tent. You know. Nick, we never talked about this, but speaking of homeless Nick, about the that character we were doing on the train one day about a subway entertainer who's a former lounge act from Vegas. Who lost it all. He's wearing like a tattered
fucked up tuxedo.
And he's just he has just like a little amp and a little microphone.
Fly me to the moon. How you doing, folks? You got a beautiful family there, sir. There's a beautiful daughter.
You have a very beautiful daughter, my friend. Gorgeous daughter.
Is it, we were also doing like Christian Bale, you know? He's like having he's gonna have like sex with a girl and his like dick's real small and she's like, oh, like really? He's like, yeah. So I'm like, I'm a character. There's like a character I'm doing coming up. So
it's a guy that has small dick, and I'm doing it for the character.
I'm doing it for the character. There's a character I play that's got a small dick. So that's not me. I don't know. If you know I'm semi. Christian Bale.
It's called method acting.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for tonight.
Is that
thanks, Petey. Yeah, that's the hour. Thank
you. Thanks, Petey.
You got anything you want to plug?
Blunt Club, Hope of the Hood.
Blunt Club. Okay. Check it out.
Check that out.
And we got nothing, so.
So, yeah. We'll
I'm at the stand a shit ton in January. I got like 8 spots at the stand in January.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm in
You're
Africa.
Getting smart over there.
Yeah. See well, they know. The thing is, I plug the shit on the show, and then people will come out.
Yeah.
So
that's also called getting smart over there.
Yeah.
If you're a cum boy in Cape Town, South Africa, you want to get me some spots down there.
Yeah. Dude, you going to fucking
I'm
Africa?
Down
at,
for real
I'm
though.
Down to hit the
please
scene.
come out to the stand, and then I guess let them know you came out because of the show. Because the more that happens, the more they book me.
Word. And tell them you heard me on the show, too, because I'll be at the stand.
Yeah, right. Tell them Petey sent you, you know, that kind of shit.
And then we're back on Funny Moms the 23rd, 24th. I don't know the name.
All right.
The date.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.